get what you missed on.
Pearl in the Morning with Tina and Zuki.
And Dunko.
But Stephen Furtick, yeah. I once watched him talk about something that had really caught my eye. Something mm-hmm. to do with backseat drivers. You know backseat drivers?
So you sit in the backseat and drive?
No, listen.
So
he's bought a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing as a man,
mm-hmm.
what you do after buying a new car, the radio is nice, you have, you know, taken it for a wash and everything.
Yeah.
So what you do, you're still discovering the car.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you do, you have to make sure that your playlist is, you have an A-game playlist.
Yes.
You know, the songs that just ministered to you, the songs
that... Kinda.
Yeah. Na mutu asiguze.
Priest.
You know, mutu asiguze nini? Asiguze my
radio.
Order, radio yangu.
Yeah, or my playlist.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when you're in the car, you want to worship, you want to praise, or you want to just listen to some inspirational music,
yes,
or some podcasts like Tina Podcast. So now, guess what happens?
Yes.
So one day he's with the kids,
mm-hmm.
and the kids are strapped at the back,
right,
in their car seats.
Okay.
So he's driving, and he notices that, so he's halfway into a song, and he's feeling so good. And then, all of a sudden, the playlist changes, and some pop music comes on.
And he's like, who touched her?
He's like, no, I know. Because you see, the radio is at the front. No one else is at the front. He's at the front. So he quickly looks at it, tries to guza-guza it, goes back to the song, it starts. Then after a few minutes, the playlist changes. And he's frustrated. He's like, someone should have told me this guy is faulty. You know, I want to take it back to the dealership. You know, and it was so bad. And he kept doing that over and over again. Only to realize that this car had a controller at the back.
No.
Yes. It had a controller at the back. And the kids were messing with him.
No.
And he was so pissed.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And he gave them a piece of his mind.
And he was left
but
to learn.
He drew something from there.
Yes.
And he said, you know, in life, we have a lot of backseat drivers that are controlling some things from the back and frustrating us.
Come on, at the front.
At the front.
Right at the front.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're at the back.
Good word.
It could
good
be
word.
Family. It could be a relationship.
Yeah.
It could be your sibling. It could be a friend. It could be a colleague.
Yes.
They are seated at the back.
And they're pressing buttons.
That are making you
get frustrated.
So, yes.
Be disappointed.
And he was like, you know what? I didn't even understand that there was a control at the back. I didn't even understand. And that's how life is. There are people who, they're at the back, but they don't want you to progress. They don't want you to be in that zone. All they want to do is see you frustrated. Because when you're frustrated, then things don't move for you.
And they're happy
and
about
they're
that.
Happy because you're still in the
enemies
the
of progress, Abi.
EP.
Hey.
Enemies of progress. Get out of here now.
So how do you deal with them, Duncan?
Let me tell you the best thing. How do you deal with backseat drivers? The best way to deal with backseat drivers is not focus on what they're doing. When the music changes, you just flow.
Keep going.
Keep going. Focus on the road.
But I don't like the music.
You don't like the music?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Hey, Duncan.
And then take some time to understand. Because now if he understood that there was a controller at the back, then he would have understood why the music was changing. So there are many backseat drivers in your life. People that are at the back who are not even drivers. They're not even focused on where you're going.
No.
They're not even focused on where they are going. All they're focused on is to frustrate you. So what you need to do is just calm down.
Yeah.
Just calm down.
Yeah.
Focus on the road.
Yeah.
Get to where you're going. Then find out, how can I handle this? But don't lose focus on, don't lose sight of where you're going.
Backseat drivers.
We all have them. It could be the shop that is next to you.
It could be your own boss.
It could be your own boss. It could be your colleague. It could be your wife, your husband. It could be your children.
Backseat drivers.
I think this morning, you just need to focus on where you're going. Because when you lose sight...
looking backwards like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're going to crash.
Because what happened was, he felt really bad that he lashed out at them. He lost it for a moment and lashed out.
He did.
And what happened was, he ended up feeling so guilty about what he had done.
Mm.
And all because of backseat drivers. So don't lose focus on where you're going. Don't lose focus of the vision. Don't lose focus of the cross. Don't lose focus of the snake in that cross. You remember in the desert?
Yes.
That if only you look at the statue the snake,
yes,
the brass snake,
yes,
then you get healed from the snake bites. You remember?
I remember, yeah.
But if you're not, if you took your eyes off that,
yes,
then you know it was the end for you. It was curtains for you.
Backseat drivers. I have a backseat driver, and unfortunately, what you've said is true. I keep looking back and scolding and saying, "Why are you doing that?"
Yeah.
But there are times I've had the Spirit of God say, stop looking back,
yes,
look forward,
yeah,
I'll deal with them.
Yes.
So all I have to do is stay looking forward, but I know they are doing stuff at the back.
Right.
On my back, they are either saying things about me.
Right.
They're driving me up the wall.
Yes.
They're bringing evil reports concerning me before authority.
Exactly.
Man, backseat drivers are bad.
Backseat drivers,
they're horrible.
Are a nuisance. They are a pain.
And the worst thing is, for real, what you've said, yeah, they are family.
Yes.
Yeah? They're your best friend.
They're your best friend. They're your boys.
Ule unaitanga your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're your squad.
Yes.
Ile squad.
Ile squad yako noma sana. But what you do, don't lose focus. No matter what they do, no matter how much they prod, no matter how much they talk about you, no matter how they irk you, don't lose focus of where you're going.
Are you hearing this morning? Backseat drivers, thank you so much for texting. We see some of the texts coming in. Someone saying, thank you for the word. Thank you so much for the word about backseat drivers. Mm. Man, backseat drivers.
Backseat drivers.
Oh, Shanda. We need to take our eyes off of backseat drivers. They are horrible.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So you take your eyes off them, and then we're going to run this race.
Mm.
We're going to run this race like Ineos.
Yes, 159.40.2.
Utamaliza hii story.
Yes.
Sasa.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of, you're focused on what you're doing, but people are now trying to move you out of the way.
Yes.
It's like dishonest scales.
Ooh,
the
exactly.
Lord abhors.
Detests.
Hates. Loathes. Dishonest scales. Because scales measure true value.
Yes.
You're assigned to do something in life.
Mm-hmm.
Then the enemy shows up with a family member.
Right.
With a boss.
Mm-hmm.
With a member of your squad.
Right.
To mess you up. That's a dishonest scale.
Right.
Scales measure value. They try to devalue you. Take you down.
Mm-hmm.
Put you in the same category with themselves.
Right.
Duncan, thank you for this word this morning.
I don't know whether what you're going through this morning. I don't know what you're focused on this morning. But you know what? We can stand together in prayer.
Yes, we can.
Just send in your prayer request, your encouraging word, your praise report. Send it to 0702-969-969.
Right now. Yeah.
And we're going to stand with you in prayer. But don't you focus on the backseat drivers.
Backseat drivers.
And remember
that
the Lord detests dishonest scales.
As you walk out
into your businesses, as you walk out to go sign those deals.
Yeah. Are you staying at home and just chilling because, well, Rona. Yeah.
Remember that the true value is on honest scales. Like true value.
True value, yes.
What is the true value?
Yeah.
What? Hey, I'm telling you.
Let's go ahead and pray this morning with you. As we are praying, just keep sending those prayer requests in. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this word that Duncan has delivered this morning about backseat drivers. Mm. Oof. God, there's so many backseat drivers in our life. So many. They have immobilized us.
Yes.
They have even caused us to have such an attitude towards people.
Yes.
And I guess, God, it's because we are focused on them.
Mm-hmm.
First, we ask that you forgive us. We repent for focusing on backseat drivers. We repent for looking back instead of looking forward. We repent of neglecting what you told us to do and focusing on other things. We repent of ignoring your word to us and your assignment to us.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us, oh God.
Right.
And Lord, we ask for the grace and the fortitude and the love to forgive people who caused us to look backward.
Yes.
They have hurt us. They have attempted to break us. But in the name of Jesus, your word still stands that all things are working together for our good.
Mm.
Because we have been called according to your purpose.
That's right.
So this morning, them that are desperate today to get a word from you, Jehovah God, that's a word we sent to them today.
Right.
That you are a God that focuses on the forward.
Yes.
You're not a monument, you are a movement.
That's right.
Nothing is going to hold you back.
That's right.
So we rally ourselves right round about you, oh God. Mm-hmm. We pray, oh God, even for the backseat drivers.
Yes.
Many times, like Catherine is saying, should have died, but God. Many times, many people would have gone down, but God. Mm. Many would have given up, but God. Mm-hmm. You caused the balance to tip in our favor.
Yes.
You caused everything to tip for our good. And so, God, even as we pray about them, we even thank you for them. Because
mm-hmm.
they've caused a turnaround.
That's right.
Our backseat drivers, what they meant for evil,
you have turned it around for good. Right.
So we say thank you for the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the backseat drivers.
Yes.
Thank you for every man and woman that has put us through the ringer.
Yes.
And making us come out like someone ate us and spat us out.
Yes.
We thank you for them.
Yes.
We thank you for them in the name of Jesus.
Right.
We know that, God, you are not going to back down from ensuring we get to where we're supposed to get.
Indeed.
And we pray in the name of Jesus, the backseat drivers shall come to know you like we know you.
Right.
And maybe even better.
Right.
Have a deeper relationship with you.
Mm.
Want to know more about you and who you are and where you're taking them from.
Yes.
Today, we pray for everybody with a backseat driver to have a testimony.
Yes.
Have a testimony of what a backseat driver did to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come out, we shall say, look what the Lord has done.
Mm-hmm.
This far, Ebenezer. We bless you. We honor you. We remember them that are sick.
Mm.
We call you healed.
Yes.
Them that have no jobs, we call them found.
Mm-hmm.
Them that have been destroyed by people, we call you whole.
Yes.
And them that do not know you, Jesus Christ, we call them saved.
That's right.
Both now and forever. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And it is so.
And it cannot be otherwise.
In Jesus' name.
Mm.
Get what you missed on
Pearl in the Morning with Tina and Zuki
and Dunko.